Listening on the Discovery Radio Network is Michelle in Georgia, and you've moved into the garage, literally. Tell us about your new room.
We wanted a nice-sized playroom for both children where they could spread out with toys, and it had already been nicely sheetrocked and has the ceiling and closets installed.
Okay.
We had put down a nice quality of carpet to pad their knees and stuff like that while they play. We want to leave the garage door so that it'll be easier to bring larger toys like bicycles and things in and out. But we need to get some advice about weatherproofing right where the garage door comes down. The rain doesn't actually come in, but sometimes a little bit of water will trickle down. And I got the best carpet pad with the moisture barrier, and I'm afraid if water gets under it.
Hey, Michelle. Are you ever considering bringing this room back to being a garage?
Not while I own the house, but there, you know, we may sell the house in a few years.
Because I got to tell you, I mean, a garage door is not designed the same as a standard entry door. And so it's going to be difficult to get the level of weather integrity that you want out of this door to make that space completely livable. You're almost always going to have some moisture issues. It doesn't have a weather stripping on the sides that prevent water. It doesn't have a saddle that a regular entry door would have. And so it's very difficult to make it as tight as you want. Everything that you do short of that's going to kind of be stopgap measure. So, you know, you could buy stick-on weather stripping and you could, you know, tack some strips around it and you could buy a soft weather stripping for the bottom of the door, but it's never going to be as good as just having a regular entry door. And so if you're ever considering, you know, putting the garage back to a regular garage, then fine, you know, leave it. But if not, I would recommend that you take the door out, frame the wall, make it look like it never had a garage, and put a wide door in somewhere if that's what you're concerned about in terms of getting stuff in and out. You know, Leslie, all the years I spent as a home inspector, I've been in a lot of houses. I inspected over 6,000 homes. And sometimes I would see this converted garage room where they leave the garage door in place. But I really don't think it's a good idea to leave that garage door because it's not as good as a real finished room. You can't heat it as well. You can't cool it as well. And you can't keep the water out as well. So, I mean, I would survey the neighborhood. If that garage is really adding a lot of value to the home, then maybe you need to keep it for the time to resale. But if not, I say get rid of the garage door and frame up a wall so it looks like the rest of the house and go with that and just accept it the way it is. But I don't think it's a good idea to try to take an existing garage door and just sort of weather strip it and seal it and caulk it in the best you can. Because,
well, especially since so many new builds, new developments are putting the garages in the front of the house. So when you look at the house from the street, the first thing you see is the garage. So I think definitely if you have a home that's situated in that way, if you're moving into the garage and making it a permanent room, definitely get rid of that door. Because think of how beautiful the house will look if the first thing you see is not the garage door.
And I've seen it done very, very well, too, you know, where it's all been landscaped. Maybe you keep the driveway, but you cut back 4 or 6 feet of it and you put some mulch and bushes against it and you put a short foundation wall in between where the old opening was and then you frame on top of that and then you side it. And it really can look terrific. But when it's done poorly, everybody knows it. I mean, it doesn't look good inside the house and it doesn't look good outside the house. So, Michelle, may not be the advice you wanted, but that's what we think. And that's why we have the Money Pit Radio Show.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.